The National Security Agency is tweeting that there is no ongoing safety threat after a shooting at the spy agency's campus in Fort Meade, Maryland this morning. There were no deaths, and a suspect is said to be in custody. NPR's Brakten Booker has been following the story. And Brakten, we're seeing images of a black SUV crashed into one of the gates outside of the very secretive NSA. What do we know about what happened?
Yeah, Jeremy. So details are still coming in at this time. What I can tell you is that shots were fired at the Fort Meade Army installation where the NSA is located. Shortly after 7 a.m. local time, a vehicle tried to enter the NSA, which, of course, is heavily secured. Weapons were discharged during the incident, and several people were taken to the hospital. And I will note that according to NSA public relations, early reports say none of the injuries were a result of the gunfire.
And does it seem to be linked to terrorism?
There are no signs that this is linked to terrorism. As of now, we're hoping to get more information at a press conference at 12:45. What I can tell you, though, is the FBI has taken the lead in the investigation. And I think it's important to note, too, that the NSA statement acknowledges that shots were fired, but it's vague. It does not say whether the shots were fired by the suspect or by law enforcement.
Do we know anything about the suspect?
Not at this time. Not at this time. Details, like I said, are very limited. And there's a press conference coming up at about 12:45 Eastern time.
So what are you going to be watching for as that press conference comes out?
Well, terrorism charges terrorism is something that we are certainly looking to see if law enforcement officials will knock those questions down. We're also trying to see whether or not this was just somebody who made a wrong turn at the NSA entrance.
It's NPR's Brakten Booker talking with us about the shooting this morning at the NSA in Fort Meade, Maryland. Brakten, thank you.
Thank you.